Now let's go to Pastor Brian as he picks up where he left off in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the priority of love.
Look at Proverbs 10 verse 18. Just whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. You're acting like a non-Christian when you're spreading slander. Because a fool in the book of Proverbs is someone that doesn't know the Lord, and that's why they act foolishly. And it is not spiritual to pass on information in the church about somebody else or some other leader. Because usually you've heard it second hand, third hand, fourth hand, fifth hand, sixth hand, seventh hand, and it's spread and it's distorted. And it's foolish. It is not spiritual. See, some people, you know, they get in the church and they think they need to be the keeper of the truth in the church. As if, I don't know how God got along without that individual before in the ministry. How the whole church held together without this person that's going to keep the truth and spread the truth about people. It's foolish. And you're causing destruction, not building people up. The Bible gives you a very specific way on how to deal with issues. Look at verse 19. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. But he who restrains his lips is wise. That means just keep quiet. And I try and follow that model, and people say, well, you're really quiet. That's because I'm trying to be wise. Seriously. Because if I say something, I could never take that back, can I? And I'm one that I like to process things. I like to hear it, and I like to dwell on it for a couple days rather than just give an immediate response. Because I found those immediate responses usually aren't the truth of the matter. You have to think on it and mull over it. And so I do find that where there's a person just, they're eventually going to slip up, right? So it says, where there's a lot of words, sin is not going to be lacking there. Look at Proverbs 11. Proverbs 11, verse 13. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. So again, a talebearer goes around and reveals things, but if you're faithful, faithful friends, loyalty, you conceal it. You don't spread that. Look at Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18. Says, there is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. And that's a sharp, biting speech. You know, the Bible, again, says to speak the truth in love. There's a way to be really critical. It's like jabbing a spear into someone, and you're crushing them and hurting them. And it may be the truth, but you're just bringing it across the wrong way. But it says, but the tongue of the wise promotes health, even in correcting someone. Even in correcting someone, you're promoting health if you're doing it in the spirit of love. And it feels great. And just think how we could do that with our kids over and over and over again. You know, I'm really convinced that what our kids do need is they need to be encouraged over and over and over and over again. And we could never encourage them enough. You know, I see it in my own kids. When they do something, they look to me and they're looking for that approval. They want that affirmation. And there's some times where you just need to be creative in that, and you need to look for it. And little tiny progresses, rather than pointing out the negative things. Because you just hinder their spirit. You could crush it. It's always like, okay, you did that, but it's like, well, the kid feels they can never do enough. They can never quite do it right. We definitely want our speech to be encouraging and promote health. The truthful lip, verse 19, shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil by counselors of peace, but counselors of peace have joy. Verse 21, no grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delights. Look over at Proverbs 12 and verse 25. Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. So again, the power of the speech in that positive. You can rejoice someone's hearts rather than bring on more anxiety. Look over at Proverbs 17 and verse 4. is one that I just suggest that we all commit to memory. Look at verse 4 of Proverbs 17. It says, an evildoer gives heed to false lips. A liar listens eagerly to a spiteful tongue. See, with gossip, we often think that it's just a sin of one person, but usually it takes two to gossip. Because usually when someone's gossiping, there's someone there listening, right? They're not gossiping to themselves, or they need a little more help than the sin of gossip. It's listening to that as well. You know, as we as brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, you know what we need to do when someone starts gossiping to us? We need to say, well, stop, that's it. I don't want to hear that, because now you're going to involve me in your sin, and I do not want to sin against this brother or sister. If you have a problem, you need to go to them, according to Matthew 18, and not tell anybody else. It's very clear in Matthew 18, if your brother sinned against you, go to him and talk with him, but don't talk to anybody else. And we'll hold each other accountable to do that. There'll be less gossip, because again, it takes two people. And unfortunately, because we still have that sinful nature, sometimes we want to hear that junk. There's that evil part about us that rejoices in that, and that's the flesh. But the person that's walking in love isn't going to rejoice in hearing something negative or critical about that other individual. I've also found what you could do is you say, okay, well, let's stop. Why don't I take you to that individual, and you talk with them right now about it, what you just told me. And you say, oh, no. Usually that puts an end to it. But you know what? Gossips are able to find the people that listen eagerly. You know, birds of a feather flock together. You know how that statement is. And that's what happens. The person likes to gossip. They find someone that likes to listen. And that's how this was promoted. In the Church of Jesus Christ, what we need to do is we need to love one another enough to say, no, I don't want to hear that evil about that individual. I want that to be covered. And it needs to end right here. And if you are spiritual enough, mature enough, you will correct that individual and say, I'm going to hold you accountable to make sure you're not telling anybody else until you go deal with this individual now. And that just puts an end right to it. See, love rejoices that the truth is going to take place, and the truth of the Word of God says two people deal with it privately and that's it. Hopefully that's as far as it has to go. Rejoice in the truth, not in the iniquity that stuff's being spread. So, let's read that again. An evildoer gives heed to false lips. That's just listening. See, that's evil. It's wrong. It's not acceptable. And I think that's in the workplace. Someone griping and complaining about their boss, or maybe this person's having this relationship and this is happening. It's none of your business. Like, just keep that stuff away from you. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help your company. It's not going to help your church. It's not going to help your family. Don't listen to that stuff. And people get the message right away once you start saying, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to hang up the phone right now. I do not want to hear this. This is wrong. They'll eventually get the message that you're not one that they could come and dump all their trash in, and then you're just going to let it be dumped there in front of you. See, people seek those out, and they know who they could be. A person that's going to say, no, this is wrong, it's sinful. I don't need to know it, I don't want to know it, and this can't progress any further. You know, and I believe that we'll have a lot healthier relationships just all around.